Loving kindness actually exists in nature. We experience it all the time. Whenever we are taking care of ourselves, having a feeling of kindness, love, we are abiding in loving kindness. It's a means to develop a sense of goodwill and welfare and to eradicate ill will. Basically, what loving kindness does is it removes the element of hatred and establishes you in non-hatred. Hatred is a root element, root unwholesome element. Hatred leads to all kinds of unwholesome states of consciousness, from simple irritation to anger to rage. That whole spectrum is rooted in the element of hatred. Now, if somebody were to ask you, how I get rid of hatred? You practice loving kindness. It's a practice in non-hatred. It's a practice in developing a sense of goodwill and welfare. It leads to purification of mind. When you are thinking about goodwill and welfare of others, can hatred arise? No. Love and hate cannot coexist, right? Water and fire, they cannot coexist. So in order to minimize the probability of hatred arising, in order to minimize the potential for irritation, anger, frustration, agitation, meanness, whatever, unwholesome, if we establish ourselves in loving kindness, then there is minimal chance for that to arise, right?
If someone is inflicting physical pain or has the gun pointed to your head,
but you don't have to react, you have to protect it.
Exactly. And that can happen only when compassion arises. Only when, literally. Unless you see other person as suffering, you cannot avoid anger or fear towards that person. Like somebody pointing gun at you, right? Two things will happen. One is anger, second is fear, right? Fight or flight. And both are unwholesome emotions. How do you avoid both? By arousing loving kindness and compassion. When you, as soon as somebody is holding a gun at your head, obviously it is not possible to arouse loving kindness because that person is not lovable. You can love your child, your friend, your spouse, brother, sister. It's easy to arouse loving kindness for the near and dear ones. It's very difficult to arouse loving kindness for those who inflict pain. So what you do is you arouse compassion. What happens is, when there is compassion, loving kindness, and that's why in contemplation I give that question, is really possible to love your enemy? And yes, if you are you can arouse compassion. So when somebody is pointing gun at you, it's not possible to arouse loving kindness, then you arouse compassion. Oh, this person doesn't know what he's doing. He's suffering from ignorance. He's going to do bad karma. Bad karma is going to give rise to bad results, or he's going to suffer. May he not suffer. The moment you start thinking like that, the moment you are plugged into compassion, number one thing, fear goes away. Whenever there is no fear, there is ultimate creativity. If you are not in fear, trust me, you will find out ways to not only get harm yourself, but also not harm the other person. Period. Yes. That's the power of compassion. It gives you that creativity, that thoughtfulness in that moment, because it eradicates fear. It makes you so creative. It brings such intuitiveness that you avoid harm to your own enemy and also to you, and you win the war for both parties. That's the beauty of compassion. And it can be understood only through experience, you know. It may sound like a fairy tale, you know.
Yeah.
It seems like the only purpose of their survival is to
harm you.
Yeah, be difficult. Yeah.
So the only way to deal with those people is to look at them as somebody who's suffering from mental disease. For some reason, we are okay when somebody is, I mean, think about your neighbor, okay, who's just really a mean guy and just really jerk, and you just don't like him, okay? And then one day somebody comes and tells you that he's suffering from terminal cancer and he's really in terrible pain. Will your perspective about your neighbor change? I don't think you will feel angry towards him as much, right? A bit of compassion will arise in you, because you will know that, oh, he's suffering, he's going to die, right? That's what compassion does. It takes away the highest degree of hatred.
Then you're going to say that he's not that bad.
Right. Same with our child, you know. When our child is healthy and he is screaming and yelling, we generally react. But the same child, when he's sick and screaming and yelling, do we react? Because we see suffering in that child. So what is happening actually is there is this compassion arising in you. The same thing. When we have compassion towards others because we see them physically suffering, can we do the same for mental suffering? Right? A jerk is suffering mentally, right? A mean guy has mental disease.
He's probably not really mean to you, he's probably mean to everybody.
Right.
Not really similar, you are.
Not probably, most definitely. Because meanness is meanness, right? Anger is anger. So, and because we are spiritual aspirants, we are living among beings, we can't live without practicing loving kindness, compassion. If you constantly practice developing goodwill and welfare for others, constantly, like we did last time, and then expand it from you, from your spouse, children, neighbors, to the whole world, and then notice what happens to your mind, how it becomes more and more non-hateful, how it becomes more and more non-attached. Non-attached in the sense that it is gearing up towards non-delusion. That is the intrinsic nature of loving-kindness.
The thought of Jesus came to mind.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that there, when he was being crucified,
right,
he was not thinking about himself. That's that God. Mm-hmm.
Compassion.
There was compassion.
What did he exactly? That's exactly what he said. Oh, these people don't know what they are doing.
Right.
Right. Please forgive them. Right. That is exactly what compassion is. Otherwise, it is hard to deal with crucifixion. You know, and that's why they say that loving kindness, compassion is actually practiced by divine beings. It's actually the moment-to-moment abiding quality of divine beings. Just like there are human beings, there are divine beings. You don't have to agree with it. But
it also strikes me with Gandhi. I was thinking about Gandhi.
You know, what kind of bravery it requires to shoot somebody? Not much, right? The amount of bravery it takes to face somebody with a gun and still not counterattack. That's called being a real warrior like Gandhi, right? He faced the guns of the entire British Empire without ever shooting back and still won the war. Not for India, but for both parties. See, that's the beauty of loving kindness and compassion is you win for both parties. It needs extreme amount of bravery to face somebody with a gun and still not have fever, and then try to win it for both of them. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. It comes back to something you said as well, is it takes a lot of practice, because coming right back to Satish's analogy as well, is I kind of view it as you take a shower when you're meditating, and you eventually dry out. The water is dried from you.
Right.
When you take less of an extreme, the gun is an extreme, as Vish was pointing out, but more day-to-day scenarios where people, for example, have ill will towards you, say, at work,
right,
or they're jealous, mm-hmm, or they're frustrated with you, mm-hmm, it's easy to get caught into that,
right,
and to not show compassion and love,
mm-hmm,
because what you develop during the practice, during the meditation and the yoga, tends to wear off.
Right.
And so it's a constant reinforcement, kind of a spiral that you've got,
right,
to develop, where you can practice that constantly, and then maybe you stay wet for longer.
Absolutely, absolutely. Practice is everything. And that's why we have to constantly recollect the elements of love, you know, constantly. Loving kindness, compassion, gladness, equanimity. Loving kindness is practiced in a particular order, which we did last time. It begins with you, then to your nearest one, dearest one, then slowly. If you try to love your enemy directly, it will fatigue your consciousness. Never do that. You expand out your loving kindness, starting with you and then the nearest and dearest ones. Use compassion for enemies. And together you can handle all life situations exquisitely. It's that mental phenomenon that we are experiencing. So these are real things.